Well, good morning, everybody. Good morning, Marshall Bailey. You know, this is Cindy Talley, and I'm on the phone with Luke Clayton. Luke, you old rascal, you have been out hunting in Southeast Texas with Mark Bellette again, haven't you?
Yes, I have, Cindy, with B&C Outfitters down there. I had a couple of good friends from Kentucky that came down and a little hog hunt vacation for those guys. And I had plenty of time to prepare the meals and prep everything, and I was the official camp cook on the deal and had a good time. We had some turkey, wild turkey fajitas that I've been learned to prepare them like this a long time ago. Mark Bellette, who owns the ranch that we hunted on, Mark and I went turkey hunting about a month ago, and we killed some nice birds. But I kept the white meat, you know, the breast of one of the turkeys, and reserved it for this trip. Or fajitas. And Cindy, I'll tell you how we do it, and it's not rocket science, but there's a process there. It starts before you leave home. Like most of my camp dishes, I do not wait until, you know, you're out hunting or whatever. I usually don't wait until 7 o'clock in the evening to start to fix it, you know. So this meal started back at home. I took the turkey breast. Now you can use any kind of meat with this recipe. You can use fajita meat, flank steak, beef, wild pork, backstrap, cut it in little pieces. But what you do, you start out cutting the meat, whatever type it is, in pieces about the size of a pencil, you know, fajita size strips. Next, you put all those strips in a gallon Ziploc bag. And you put a liberal amount of your favorite fajita seasoning. Now, Fiesta is a brand that I've used ever since I learned about it. It's cheap. You can find it about anywhere. Fiesta fajita seasoning. You can get the beef or the chicken. It really doesn't matter. There's two or three types, but I just get the beef, and it works on everything. So you want to put a lot of that in there with your turkey strips. Or whatever type of meat you're using. I mean, it's not a heavy salt content, so you don't have to worry about over-salting it. So just put a lot of it. In other words, for a pound of turkey strips, you'd probably want to put 5 spoons of it, just a rough estimate. But cover it, mix it with your, after you get it in the bag, you can move that bag around and get that seasoning well incorporated. Now, at that point, I'll squeeze the juice of one lemon will do it and incorporate it into the meat. And then all you have to do is just seal that bag up and put it in a refrigerator. Now, ideally, you need to leave it in there for about, you know, 18 hours or something. You don't have to, but it really does something to that meat. The acid in that lemon juice and that seasoning really permeates that meat. You could probably get by with 5 or 6 hours of marinating if you had to. Once you're ready to go, you got to have a big cast iron skillet. I use a wok sometime if I'm making a whole bunch of it. But you want to put some olive oil, very important to use olive oil, in the skillet. Add about 2 strips of diced bacon and reduce that down where it's... You need a little bit of that bacon grease in there, in my opinion, because you're dealing with a whole bunch of very dry meat. Have about 3 medium-sized jalapeno peppers. This is just for enough fajitas to feed 6 people, say. Have those diced up, chopped up pretty finely. Have a whole head of garlic prepared, chopped up finely. I like to take the cloves out, put a flat knife on them and whack that knife with your hand and get the garlic juices going really well. Put your peppers and your garlic pieces in there and don't overcook them. Just kind of get them till they're translucent. Maybe, you know, cook them for maybe 2 minutes max. But that infuses that oil, that olive oil and the bacon with that garlic and jalapeno flavor. I mean, it gets it going. So next, it's really easy, is take all of your fajita strips and dump the bag in there with them, you know, with your oil, you want to make any meat, you know, you want your fajitas to be done. But you can tell with the turkey, when it starts turning white, really white, sample one, you know, it's going to take you 5 or 6, 7 minutes, depending on how much meat you're cooking in that skillet. Basically, after that, all you need to do, Cindy, is just have some flour tortillas, and you can heat them. You can take all that out of your skillet. If you're out at camp, put it in an aluminum pan and heat your tortillas in the same skillet, or if you're really got it made, you can heat those in a microwave, and you can have a meal ready to go. And I usually use all we ever have with them, honestly, is a good picante sauce. That's it, Cindy. Pretty easy, but I want you to try it. I think you'll enjoy it, too.
I will give it a try. Luke, we're about out of time. Thank you so much for sharing one of your secret camp recipes with us today.
You betcha. Folks can tune in next week. We'll talk some more outdoors at the same time. High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, BigGame.org, Texas Motor Cars, a new way to shop for your next car or truck, Sniper Hog Lights, lights for your bow, rifle, or crossbow, Margaret Holmes, seasoned canned goods that taste just like homemade, New Fletch Archery. With New Fletch, you'll never have to fletch arrows again, and Shock Strap, a new way to secure loads without using ratchets.